Hello, esteemed member. I hope you're doing well. Whenever you're squeezing your podcast listening in, I don't know, washing dishes, changing diapers, painting the house, whatever you're doing, I hope you're doing well. I've got a few things for you this month. Allied professionals, do you need lawyers, accountants, financial planners maybe on your side in helping you with planned giving? Also, confirming existing gifts that may be out there. Maybe you call them suspicions. Starting with the allied professionals. So what this refers to is estate planning attorneys or CPAs or financial planners. And sometimes this pressure to bring these folks to your program, supposedly to help you get more gifts, come from board members. Maybe it's themselves, which is a sticky situation, if it's them asking how they can be part of your planned giving program, or they have friends. But whether the idea comes from a board member, or you're just wondering yourself, or someone in the organization is suggesting, like putting together a committee of estate planning attorneys or CPAs, et cetera, financial planners. The idea being that you're going to promote your work to these professionals, and they then are going to share your work with their clients who don't know where to give, who come in asking, you know, what are some local organizations? And the hope is that these folks will recommend your nonprofit, make a referral to your work. I don't think you need the help of these professionals and these committees in your first many years. They can be a distraction. You can spend time acquainting them and preparing materials for them. And I don't see a lot of gifts coming from them in the early years. And I mean, like, I don't know, 3, 5, 7 years. You can probably tell by my tone, I'm not a big fan of these types of committees. Mainly it's one thing that keeps me from thinking these are good ideas. This is a good idea to have these folks supporting you. People don't usually go to their financial or estate or accounting, you know, CPA professionals asking where to give. Think about yourself. Don't you have a lot of charities that you'd like to give to, and very likely more than you can give to? And think about your donors. You know, do you really get a sense that they don't know where else to give besides your nonprofit? I just don't see folks going much to these professionals and asking, where could I give? They're more asking, how much can I give? Or how should I do it? Or can I do what this organization is asking? Like in our case, include the organization in my will. Can I do that? It's not so much where should I be giving. I think most people have way too many charity potentials or potential charities already, that they don't need help figuring out where to give. So I don't see a lot of benefit to these professionals helping you. I don't think they get asked that often. And even if they do, the rare cases when they do, they're solicited by lots of charities, which I think is a mistake. I think those charities are wasting their time, basically, especially if they're in the first several years of their planned giving program. So I don't do it just because others do it. You know, there's a lot of bad fundraising out there, right? So don't do something just because lots of other people do it. That's a big mistake. There's a lot of bad practice out there. But also, just, you know, they're solicited by so many others. Are they going to remember yours? How often do you have to remind them about your work? You know, you start including them on your e-newsletters, and then some folks want to go further, like have lunches or breakfasts for big groups of these professionals to get together, and they entertain them and they're showing them their work. And yeah, people will come, they'll eat your breakfast and your lunches. There's no question. They'll eat your lunch. But I don't know, as I said, I just don't think they're asked that often, hardly ever, to where their clients should be giving. And you just don't have any sense of how high a priority your work is going to be in the off chances that they are asked. So as I said earlier, I know this can sometimes come from board members, and it can be difficult. Try this logic, you know, that they're just, you know, like, think of yourself as a board member. Do you really go to your professionals to ask where to give? You could try that tack. Confirming existing gifts. My suggestion is that you use this either creation of your planned giving program, your wills campaign, kicking all this off, or your reinvigoration of your program as an opportunity to reach out to folks that you suspect have gifts. And this may not apply to all of you, but I know it applies to some. It's come up once or maybe twice. You might have gifts that you saw something in a file, or somebody said something in the office, but you don't have any documentation about it. Or you see something in your database, but it's old, and you haven't talked to the person about this possibility lately. Use the kicking off or a reinvigorating of your program as an opportunity to say, you know, we're focusing on long-term gifts again. Or, you know, if you want to say planned gifts, okay, you could, you know, I don't really love that phrase for non-fundraisers, but we're kicking off, or, you know, we're paying more attention to long-term gifts or estate gifts, gifts by will, or other long-term gifts. And we're wondering, you know, do you have us in your long-term plan? And what I've done in some cases is even, you know, our data tells us that you may have a gift, but we're not sure. And, you know, could you help us confirm our data, or, you know, let us know if our data is letting us down? You know, sort of take that kind of tack. Like, you know, it's a little bit lighthearted. Is our data right, or is it wrong? Could you let us know? Now, how do you do this? You know, you could do it by letter. If you know the folks well enough, you could do it by phone, Zoom, of course. You know, like a lot of things, it depends on the strength of your relationship with these folks. I'm kind of hypothesizing that you don't know them well. It's just some reference somewhere to an old gift, but there's never been any confirmation of it. Use this as a hook, that we're paying more attention to our long-term gifts. If you have a gift like this, would you please confirm it? And I like to include a reply, make it very simple for folks to get back to you. And I would include a reply envelope too. Make it real, and maybe even put a stamp on it. Make it real easy for folks to get back to you, and just check a box. Yes, you're in my long-term plans. Maybe you give them some different options of gift plans, like life insurance, et cetera. You could draw from the documentation, the potential documentation form that I gave you this month. There's a list of things there. You may know yourself, you know, is it a life insurance or IRA or pension? Give them options to check. Or one option is, no, and I've used this, as I was describing before. No, you know, your data let you down. You're not in, the organization is not in my long-term plan or my estate. Right? So that's a way of confirming some of these gifts that you might suspect are out there, but you're not sure. That's what I've got. And I'll see you in our next meeting.